It's time again for an episode of Across the Line, and it's brought to you by Cooper's Environmental Science. It is that time of the year again. With the warmer weather, the flies will make their entrance, so ask for Cooper's fly control products.
Across the Line brings you another Rugby World Cup report, and the fourth round of the Rugby World Cup in France kicks off this afternoon with Namibia in action against Uruguay. The Valvechias as well as the Los Terros are still without a win in Pool A, and both teams will be targeting a big performance in Lyon. For Namibia, it will be their last game of the World Cup in 2023 after suffering defeats to Italy, the All Blacks and France. Namibia are without their captain, Johan Daisel, who has received a five-match ban for his dangerous tackle on the French captain, Antoine Dupont. Dupont is still out of the World Cup for now, but he may play against the Springboks in the quarterfinals with a special mask. The Los Terros have already proven that they can be a real handful to deal with, and the Namibian assistant coach, Chrisanda Buerta, said they are geared for a physical battle.
Starting our backs, I think we've got massive amount of utility backs, so we are in a position where we can cover all the bases, and I think that's really worked well for us this last couple of weeks, you know, getting that fresh legs on. And a main reason for that is obviously it's going to be a physical encounter. I mean, set piece is going to be important, so that's a big reason for the 6-2 split. I mean, Uruguay has shown against Italy and France that they've got a dominant maul and maul stopping ability as well, so that's the main reason for that 6-2 split.
This evening's game between Namibia and Uruguay in Lyon kicks off at 5:45. Meanwhile, the Springboks are preparing for what is certainly a big test when they tackle Tonga in Marseille on Sunday evening in Pool B. The Boxers' defeat on the weekend to Ireland means that the defending champions need to beat the Sea Eagles over the weekend in order to book their spot in the quarterfinals. Now, while South Africa should beat the Pacific Islanders, they are definitely a tricky customer to deal with, and nothing can be left to chance. The hosts, France, know this after losing 19-14 to Tonga during the 2011 Rugby World Cup in New Zealand. The Boks will unleash Andre Pollard in the test, but only tonight will we know if he will start or play off the bench. Springbok scrum coach Don Heeman, who hails from the Free State, warned that they need to beat Tonga this weekend.
Focusing only on Tonga this week. We don't look further because we still need to beat Tonga to qualify if we manage to score enough points to qualify for the quarterfinal. So yeah. We're not going to focus on everything else but Tonga. But yeah, if you think what went against us, I mean, I'm not saying it will never be decisions, because obviously it's not my style or our style to criticise referees. But you know what, sometimes we knock the ball.
Tonight at 7, the Springboks will be naming their team for the must-win test. The test between South Africa and Tonga at Stade Velodrome in Marseille kicks off on Sunday night at 9 p.m. And that's it for today's Rugby World Cup report. I'll be back with more sport at 5:30.
Across the Line on AFM was brought to you by Cooper's Environmental Science. It is that time of year again. With the warmer weather, the flies will make their entrance. So ask for Cooper's fly control products.